We need to read the first reading very carefully today. Attentively is more the word that I should have used. Paul and his companion, Silas, they have been beaten with rods. They're thrown into prison. And you know, as rough and difficult as our prisons are today, the prisons at Jesus' time were 10 times worse. They were thrown into prison in the innermost cell, legs chained to a stake in there. And it says around midnight, so they're crying, they're complaining, they're grumbling against God, shook the prison, right? That's what it says, right? No, it doesn't. Beaten, wounded, in prison at midnight, so probably unable to sleep because of the pain in their bodies, they are singing hymns of praise to God. And their song of praise, raised in the middle of the night, in the darkest time of the night, shakes the prison. It says there's an earthquake. The song of praise, an earthquake comes and destroys the prison. All that held them bound is now broken off. All they need do is walk away. The destruction of the prison is so radical that the jailer believes that everybody has already fled. And what's understood is the jailer's responsibility to hold those people captive. If they escape, he himself is liable to the punishment of them. He's liable to death. So he's going to take his own life. And so Paul shouts out, "We're still here. We haven't run away." They are singing hymns of praise with beaten bodies in the middle of the night. They finally have their opportunity to escape. They have no idea what's going to happen to them, what kind of trial they are going to be put under. They know that they've already been beaten with rods. I can imagine something worse may come. And yet, instead of fleeing, they remain. It's important to highlight all of this. Why? Because it bears a witness and a testimony that is so powerful that the jailer comes to them, his prisoners, trembling in fear. What must I do to be saved? And comes to salvation along with all of his household that very night. So close to death, and the exact opposite reversal of everything for him, for his family, for his household. Because Paul and Silas are bearing witness to Jesus. They are bearing witness to the good news, to the gospel. It is suffering for them. Yes, by all means, it is. And yet it is a powerful witness to the truth that casts out all fear. What must we conclude? Because Jesus is talking about in the gospel going to his death, and the apostles' heart are saddened, they are grieved. And Jesus is just talking about going away. Apostles haven't been beaten. They haven't been imprisoned. Jesus is just talking about going away, and they are grieved. But Jesus promises that he will send an advocate to be with us always. The only thing I can conclude, my brothers and sisters, is that the gospel message, the grieving of the apostles, is because they have not yet received the Holy Spirit. Paul and Silas have been filled with the Holy Spirit. The apostles and the gospel have not yet encountered the outpouring of the love of the Heavenly Father. The spirit of adoption does not yet dwell within them to cry out, Abba, Father. But for Paul and Silas, it does. They've encountered the love of God in a very powerful and radical way. And the spirit of adoption dwells within them and rests upon them, just as it did upon Jesus. So, my brothers and sisters, how essential the church's encounter with the love of the Father. How essential the church's encounter and embracing of the gift of love, which is the Holy Spirit. How important it is. Why? Because our world needs the same witness of Paul and Silas today as it did then. Those who are willing to suffer for the sake of the gospel message, not in bitterness, not in anger, not in frustration, not as slaves, but as free sons and daughters who bear witness to the gospel message in joy and in praise. And because of it, they do it in power. It is the same witness that the church must bear today, my brothers and sisters. It has not changed. In 2,000 years, it has not changed. It is what happens when the Holy Spirit comes upon believers to set them free, to fill them with the love of God, to fill their hearts with joy, even in the midst of trial, difficulty, and suffering. Amen.